episode 1203, do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. High five. You made it. It is Friday. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, do we have a big one. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? How many times have you said that? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Words have power. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth right now? Words have power. A question stated from parent to child, do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? As if, do you really hear what I'm saying? We have these conversations with our children, and it's kind of something that just rolls off at the top of our tongue. We don't even think about it, but all of a sudden, it explodes out of our mouth. And the child's just looking at you going like, what? What? Communication is expressed via words, actions, emotions, and facial expressions. And when we are communicating with our children or even our spouses or friends, it's easy to get caught in our own language, making an assumption that they know exactly what we're saying, thinking, and feeling. But the hang-up comes with the assumption. That's where we get stuck. That's where we mess up. We think we have everything being said clearly, concisely, even precisely. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? Nothing is more frustrating when scolding your child only to have them look at you like you're crazy. Some do it to distract you, yes, and attempt to change the subject. Mine are so good at that. But others are really showing you their honest reaction to what you just vomited all over them. Come on, you got to sometimes eat your own words. Words have power. And communication is key in a relationship. You know, they tell you that in order to have health and wellness and all of this, you should have certain vitamins and you should be taking them in, whether you're supplementing them and actually taking a vitamin or you're choosing to get your vitamins via organically from the earth and from the foods you eat. But we need them, right? Well, communication is that vital part, that vitamin when it comes to relationships. Words have power. Whether you are teaching your child, disciplining your child, encouraging your child, or just loving on your child, the words you choose impact. Words either build them up or they tear them down. There's no in between. I found this quote, and I don't know who wrote it, but I think it's very poignant. Words are seeds that do more than blow around. They land in our hearts and not the ground. Be careful what you plant and careful what you say. You might have to eat what you planted one day. The words you plant stay in your heart forever. Think back to your childhood. What were some phrases that were used in your childhood, good or bad? You know them. Some of us probably remember more of the bad than we do the good, especially when we connect them with food, right? When we connect it with an action, whether we connect it with a situation. Words have power and they stay planted in your heart forever. Are you planting love and grace or are you planting demands and attacks? That's a hard one. But you know, here at Create Your Now, it's all about being real and confessing and saying, you know what? I mess up and I do. Sometimes I catch myself and I say a phrase and I'm like, oh my gosh, why did you just say that? Because most likely they totally misunderstood it. You can have your daughter, for example, ask you, Mom, what do you think of this outfit? And if you're not very careful with the words that you choose, you've just told her she either looks like a dog, she's ugly as all get out, and you didn't say anything close to that, but that's her interpretation. That becomes what? The miscommunication. We have this huge gap. And the problem is, in relationships, we have to figure out how to meld away the gap, to get rid of it. So the other one that you're speaking to, whether it be your child, your spouse, friends, they understand exactly what you're saying. Because you don't want to have assumptions. You don't want to have misunderstandings. You don't want someone to take offense to something that you're saying. We've left out a lot in this world when it comes to respect. And with respect comes listening. You don't have to like what someone's doing, but they too are a person. And it's important that we respect. And by showing respect, we do so in the way we communicate. Don't let your bad day influence the words you use to communicate with your child. You've had a bad day at work, there's no reason to come home and just let it all hang out on your child. That is just so wrong. And I did it. I am guilty of it. And I never meant to. But what happens is when we are with the ones we love the most, we let our guard down. And we let everything hang out. And we should be able to do that. However, what's missing is what? The respect. They don't deserve your rash remarks, your anger because you're mad at your boss. Think about it. Come on, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama here. Be honest with yourself. You may not do it all the time, but maybe it's sometimes. At sometimes, you still need to work on it. How many times do you dig at your husband? You're kind of like, oh man, he did it again. So I'm just going to kind of make this comment just to kind of like rub salt in the wound. Does that really help anything? Your bad day should not influence the words that you use to communicate. Nothing should influence your words that you communicate with except your heart. And that is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Chat from the heart. It's C-H-A-T. Connect, hear, accept, text. Kind of makes sense, right? It goes with communicate. We chat. So let's break it down. If you're going to chat from the heart, you first have to see, connect. Be available when your loved one, when your child wants to talk to you, even if it's at midnight. Even if they send you a text. Oh my goodness, now that we've moved and I have two of our babies, I know they're adults now, but they're still always my babies. But they are up north. They're almost 12 hours away from us. And it just seems like forever, like it's a planet away. Because this is the first time they've been this far away from mom. Now, are they capable? Of course they're capable. Am I okay? I'm so okay. But it's different when they need you and they can just literally drive right on over and say, mom, can we talk? And they would do that. But now it's a text or it's a phone call. And sometimes it's at 1 o'clock in the morning because they've been studying all day and they have finals and it's just not getting to them. And they just can't take it anymore. Their heart's breaking. You have to be available when they want to talk, when they're ready to talk. And you have to just ask questions and listen to what they say. You want to connect on their level. Use words they understand. Our children go through stages in life. So does our vocabulary. So as your child is going from toddler to preschool into kindergarten, there's going to be a change in their vocabulary. Then they go from kindergarten into mid-elementary and you're like, whoa, what happened? You seem like you got a 30-year-old on your hand, right? Well, it's just because of the change of vocabulary. They learn more words. And you say, oh, no, it really doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, have you ever heard your child swear and use it the right way? Nothing passes by a child. They pay attention. They know the inflection of your voice, and they know how to use the word. They may not know the whole definition, but they know that, oh, okay, this is how you use it, and I'm going to use it that way. Who models that? We do. We do it. So it starts with chatting from the heart. See, connect. Use words they understand, words that are appropriate. My oldest, when she was going to daycare, I was working outside of the home at this time, and I came to pick her up one day, and they were outside playing. It was a beautiful day, and her teacher called me over and said, I just got to tell you something. Kaylin today said something, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh no. This was our first child, and I thought, okay, we're going to do everything by the book. You know, we don't have four-letter words that are thrown around our household. We just don't do that, but this was the first child, so I thought, oh my gosh, what happened? And she said, Kaylin said something in regards to her vagina. And I said, really? I said, that's all? She goes, yeah. I said, right on. And the gal looked at me like she said a bad word. And I'm like, she's using the word appropriately. And if she knows what it means, and she was saying that her vagina hurt or whatever the situation was, I can't remember that far back. It's been a few years because she's graduating next weekend from college. So yes, it's been a long time. But the whole point is that for her, it was the right word. Even though, yes, she was a little three-year-old. But it was right for her. So your vocabulary has to change as they go through stages in life. As they get older and they're in high school into college, your vocabulary is going to change. The way you word your sentences, that's going to change. If it doesn't, then we need to go back to some other issues that are within the relationship. As we go through stages in life and we grow, our vocabulary changes. Sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worst. Sometimes your college age kiddos, you're kind of like, where did you come from? You're from another planet. This is not my child. It's a stage that they're in. You have to be aware of that. Now, does that mean that you have to stoop down to their level? No, I'm not saying that. But it's important to understand what those words mean. My little Einstein Noah, he is hilarious. He'll throw out a word. He goes, Mom, do you know what this word is? And I'm like, sometimes I do. And I'm like, yes. And sometimes I'm like, no. He threw out a word to me yesterday. And he's like, do you know what this means? And I said, no. And he goes, oh, well, this is what it is. It's kind of new, kind of in vogue. And I thought, okay, Christiane, make note of this. Your child's trying to tell you something. You need to listen to it from his point of view. And it had nothing to do with what I really thought the word would mean. So you've got to connect on their level. Use words they understand. And you may have to learn those words too that they're using. Chat from the heart. H, hear. Hear their side of the story, even if you don't agree. That even if is so important. Because this is your chance to hear what? Their heart. And we've got to be there for them. Hear intently. I mean, listen. Listen how they punctuate the end of their sentence. Is it like a stab of an exclamation point, or is it like a dangling comma like, Mom, I want you to interject here because I need help? Hear intently. Listen on purpose. Watch their mannerisms as they speak and how they use their words. Watch their eye contact or lack thereof. All good indications as to where they are. Chat from the heart. A, accept. Understand with no judgment. We have a tendency to put down immediately. Oh my gosh, you're telling me this story and this is so wrong. I have to stop myself and I'm like, okay, Christiane, what you're supposed to do here as a mom is to listen. Do not make judgment calls. Do not sit here. You want to hear the whole story. Let them speak until there are no words left to be spoken. Accept. Accept their position as they see it. Now, that doesn't mean that you agree with them, but it's giving them what? Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We need to give our children respect. We need to give our spouse respect. We need to give our friends and our loved ones respect. But we're not doing that because we're not what? Accepting what they're saying for how they're saying it. That doesn't mean we're agreeing with them. That's just saying what? We're listening intently. We're opening up the door for conversation. We're accepting them where they are at. You can't attack and cut them off. You don't want to do that. Chat from the heart. T, text. How are they speaking to you? You need to learn their language. We were talking about as they go through stages, They grow and their vocabulary changes. So does the way they communicate. And that's what we're talking about here. Remember when landlines used to be around? Okay, maybe I'm just too old and I remember landlines. We used to have this kitchen phone that had this really long spiral cord. I can remember I would go into the kitchen and I could talk there, and then I could go into another room and then another room. It was like just went on forever and ever because we had this huge long cord. And that was the only way we could, you know, kind of escape the privacy, because that was before we really had cordless telephones. Yeah, I know. I'm going way back, aren't I? Yes, I am. I'm dating myself, but that's okay. Good memories. But we have to understand the text portion of it. Communicate with them where they are willing to show up. Maybe they show up more on your phone than they do wanting to have a conversation with you face to face. Guess what? You better show up there on your phone. Maybe they are so into Snapchat. And if you're not on Snapchat, you better get on Snapchat then. Of course, let them know that you're there. But if they start communicating with you and you're doing fun little pictures, guess what? Be there. Learn the technology. It's important. Because if that's where they're hanging out, you have to understand them. So text, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Now, yes, you can give them some privacy, but if they are wanting to engage with you, then you need to be there. One of the best things that I have found with going through now 5 children and still counting, not that we're having more, no, but still counting as in I still have a high schooler and a middle schooler, and I have 3 college students. And in everything that has happened, they like to talk most when we are driving in the car. And so here's my kind of ninja tip for you. If you want to talk to your child, go somewhere with just that child. If you have multiple children like I do, take one with you. Go shopping. You don't even have to buy anything. Just go window shopping. Go get an ice cream, but take the long route. And begin kind of a conversation or have music on that they like. And just listen to them. Let them talk. Hear their heart. Accept what they're saying. Good, bad, and ugly. Because there you're meeting them where they're at. There's nothing like chatting from the heart in the car. So I ask you today, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go with your child today? How are you going to choose to communicate? What words are you going to use? Are you going to use words that are going to impact and empower? Or are you going to use words that tear down and are destructive and just demand an attack? That's not fun. They get that from school all the time. They get that from their Facebook. They get that from their Instagram. Why? It's not maybe directed at them, but they see everybody else having these beautiful highlight reels. And they're like, oh, that's my life. I don't have one. Think about it. What are you going to do today for your child? Chat from the heart. And if you're like, well, I don't have children, or my children and I communicate great, well, then extend it to your spouse. Extend it to your loved ones. Apply this in every area of your life. In fact, I challenge you. Chat from the heart with God. That's the real stinger. Confession. Be honest. God already knows what you're thinking. Are you chatting from the heart with him? Are you connecting with him? Are you listening to him? Are you hearing him? Or are you trying to do everything your own way? Are you willing to accept what he's telling you? Yes, you can have objections. And how are you texting him? Are you really reaching out? Believe it or not, God can show up on Facebook and Twitter. I've seen it happen. And it's pretty incredible. But the problem is we are shutting down. As parents, we're shutting down as women. We're shutting down as men. And we're just doing our own thing, expecting that the world is going to revolve around us. And that is not how it works. God created humans, human beings, for what? Relationships. He didn't create us to sit here and see who's better than someone else. He created us what? To commune with each other. Where are you going to start with that today? Pick one place, Whether it's your child, your husband, your girlfriend, maybe you need to start with God. Chat from the heart. And if you want some help with this, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. When you do that, a little form pops up. Fill that out and that will begin our conversation. I want to be here to serve you, to help you. And it's really bad when we're tripping over our own words. There are times that I record this podcast and there's certain sentences or whatever that I may say or do. And it's like, take one, take two, take three, take 10. And I'm like, okay, I can say this. What is my problem? The thing is we cannot have do-overs in life because your life is on a podcast. You can't go back and edit. The words you use, those seeds that are planted, they stay in the heart forever. So how are you going to communicate with the ones you love? Chat from the heart. Change the conversation. It starts with you. Go out, have an incredible Friday. It's an awesome day. I pray that you are having a beautiful day and joy is going to fill your heart, and may your weekend be filled with smiles. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.